Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
Man, I hope y'all ready to rock, because I sure know we are. We coming to you from our homes, except Heidi and Frank. They still had to go to the studio, y'all.
Oh.
All right, y'all, coming up, what does Lori Loughlin wants to do after she gets out of jail? Alicia Silverstone is stirring up controversy again, and we go thirst trapping with the stars. Woo. With Bella Hadid and Brooks Like. That's Julianne Hough's ex, honey. But first, head crack, what you got?
All right, well, marches and protests continued all over the world as people continue to seek justice for George Floyd. There was multiple memorial services for Mr. Floyd, and it took place over the last few days. And stars are still speaking out. And one of those guys is actor John Boyega, who the women are now calling John Boyega because they love him that much now. He gave a powerful speech at a Hyde Park in London last week. Check it out.
Future, we cannot demonize our own. We are the pillars of the family. Imagine this, a nation that is set up with individual families that are thriving, that are healthy, that communicate, that raise their children in love, have a better rate at becoming better human beings.
That's it.
And that's what we need to create.
Facts.
Black men, it starts with you.
Facts.
Hey, it's done, man.
Facts.
We can't be trust no more.
Facts.
We have to be better.
Black power.
Do you not understand?
Black power.
I'm speaking to you from my heart. Look, I don't know if I'm going to have a career after this.
That is a scene from a movie.
Now, J.J. Abrams, who worked with John Boyega in Star Wars, tweeted, "You know that as long as I'm allowed to keep working, I'll always be begging to work with you. Deep respect and love, my friend." Now, Shuri, have you ever been in a situation where you said something that you wish you didn't say, you know, and it made it harder for you to keep a job?
Listen, man, I'm a brown man and I work in media, so there is there's a very fine line I have to walk. And sometimes it feels like I have to navigate my career on a different frequency and a different set of rules. I have to be very careful how I portray myself on social media, what I say on TV, what I do, what I say on the what I say on the radio. We all work in radio. We are radio DJs. You can have the you can be number one in your city and still get fired.
Well, Julie, you don't have any friends like J.J. Abrams?
I do not, no.
I do not.
You know what? You know what? I got y'all. Y'all are my family, and you guys,
I feel like I have y'all. Damn right, Chewy. Damn right.
Yes, sir.
Well, I love y'all.
All right, rumors have been swirling for a while. I don't know if you heard that Brandy Glanville, that's a friend of Frank's, by the way, has been maybe having an affair with a one Denise Richards.
Oh, my God.
Now, keep in mind, you guys, that Denise Richards is married to Aaron Phipers, and she even bragged about, I don't know if you remember that, she bragged about how well endowed he is. There's a new trailer teasing the rest of the season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where we find out a whole lot more. Take a look.
Denise and Aaron have this whole open thing.
Brandy,
I f***ed her, woke up the next morning, she said, Aaron can never know this. Don't kill me. What the f***? That is not true.
I believe Denise.
I was supposed to meet up with Denise, and she's a no-show. I've been calling her, nothing.
I hope to God she's okay. My heart is racing. I'm, like, really scared.
I'm stereotyping, but aren't most straight guys turned on by the thought of two women making love to one another?
Yes, we are.
Chewy said yes before you finish, Tidy.
Now, Portia, if I come out, if I came out and publicly said, and it was all over the media, I publicly said that, you know, you were in L.A. and you and I had an affair with each other.
Yes.
Obviously, that's not true. But how would you defend that if you're like, is it true? Heidi Hamilton said you did have a lesbian affair with her, Portia Williams. Can you respond to that?
That'd be hot.
I would. No, for real. If it wasn't true, I would be upset too. I would be like, okay, now don't do that. But if it was true, I would just be quiet and try to let it die down. You know, but Brandy wrong though. She shouldn't have brought that to the show. Let that. You know, some stuff don't need to be on the show. She shouldn't have brought that to the show. That ain't right, girl.
You know, Brandy messy as hell though. She messy.
Brandy don't give a damn. Okay.
She should have waited for the reunion show, right, Porsche?
Yeah, drop you a bomb, girl.
That's all the good stuff.
Nasty bomb for the reunion.
All right, the college admission scandal brought Lori Loughlin's career to a screeching halt. She disappeared from Fuller House, and she was even fired from the Hallmark Channel, where she made several movies. She and her husband pled guilty, and she's supposed to serve 2 months in prison. When she gets out, she wants to return to acting. A source told Us Weekly, Lori Loughlin is an eternal optimist and would love to return to TV. Wow, okay. So, Frank, do you think she's actually going to get another acting job, or is this just her eternal optimism showing?
I think if she does get an acting job, I know they might have shot the last season of Orange is the New Black, but I'd like to see her join that cast in prison. That would be fantastic.
Oh, that's
good.
Right. Yes. She would never do that.
Aunt Becky. New meat. Aunt Becky's here. What is it, Aunt Becky?
You going to eat your cornbread, Aunt Becky?
That'd be hot.
Oh, my God.
Heidi, you know she wants to put this scandal behind her. Should she just, like, team up with Felicity Huffman and make, like, a comedy or something?
Oh, well, let me piggyback on Frank's idea. There's two pieces of new meat. Now, I don't know if she'll ever get another acting gig, but I guarantee it, Portia, since you're the pro in the room about this, do you think that she could get into the Housewives franchise?
Ooh. Hell yeah. She got just the type of drama we want. The type of stuff that can call up and throw in her face.
I bet that's what'll happen.
She just needs to stop acting and come on to the Housewives, girl. It's a good check. Come on, girl.
All right, y'all. Oh, yeah. Time for another. Yes, honey, that's right, honey. And first up, y'all, is Miss Bella Hadid, honey. The supermodel shared these four pictures on Instagram. And baby, honey, she's showing her flowers and her pearl ankle bracelet. Oh, do y'all think it's a thirst trap?
Yes.
Yes, it's a clean thirst trap, but you see that nipple poke through that shirt.
Yes.
I'm not even gonna see nipples that high anymore.
And you can see her tulips.
I didn't know what that was.
All right, ladies, next up, it's Brooks Like, the retired hockey player. He shared these pics with the caption, thirst trap. I just heard that term a few weeks ago, so here you go, Internet. Feast your eyes on this senseless carousel. Julianne Hough and this guy recently broke up after 3 years.
Yeah, they just broke up,
And Julianne commented on the post saying, this is awesome, ha-ha, laughing emoji, fire emoji. Also, the fact that you just figured out what a thirst trap is. This is a thirst trap because he even says it's a thirst trap. And when you're holding the axe and the chainsaw standing in water, come on.
I mean, right.
He couldn't wait to start trapping. He got right to it.
This is a professional trap. This is a real real photographer, and it's been edited, and
all the grounds are coordinated.
Good.
Yes.
And there's nothing like to have a man with a hammer in his hand.
He'll make you four.
Well, Alicia Silverstone never ceases to surprise us, guys. You'll never believe what she's up to now. More on that after the break.
Dish Nation.
You know, with everything going on in the world, we definitely need a break. But why not keep your brain active while you relax? That's why I love the fun puzzle game Best Fiends. It's an oasis of fun that you can take with you everywhere. Now, Best Fiends is a fun escape from the everyday. There are thousands of fun challenges and tons of cute characters to collect along the way. Now that I've been playing Best Fiends for a while, the game has gotten so much more challenging and much more fun each time. I'm so invested in Best Fiends. I love the different designs, events, and characters, and I even got my family and friends to join. Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle game experience. Unlike other puzzle games out there, Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips. And you can even play offline with over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews. Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free, by the way, on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, love is in the air, and amidst all of the craziness that's going on right now, Xavier Young decided to pop the question to his bae, Marjorie Alston. That's right. He popped the question to her, and the picture went viral during a Black Lives Matter protest. Now, Xavier told reporters, that the viral moment almost didn't happen because he's been really busy and really it's hard to find the time to get out there and do it. But he decided to go when his schedule broke, and he went out there with his pregnant bae. And also, So it almost didn't happen because he forgot he had the ring with him. He ended up looking in his book bag, looking for some water, and he saw the ring and decided to go ahead and pop the question right then and there. And there you have it.
It's hard to tell if there's little tears in her eyes or pepper spray, though. It's hard to read the emotions out there.
Chewy, what do you think? Do you think this is the right time for him to pop the question in the middle of a protest?
You know what? It's like, what more do you need to see in a life partner? She's side by side with her man fighting for injustice at a Black Lives Matter rally. If that's not the definition of ride or die, I don't know what is. So I think it was a beautiful opportunity and a beautiful moment.
I mean, you know, if I'm pregnant, I'm ready for you to I'm ready for you to propose at any moment, okay? I need you to go ahead and my damn ring.
You was ready.
Okay?
I was ready.
And listen, I was like, I don't care how you do it, but you need to put a ring up on this finger,
you
okay?
You better do it ASAP.
So I gave a damn where it was.
Well, moving on, Alicia Silverstone is once again talking about her 9-year-old son, Bear. Check this out, y'all. This time she opened up about hanging out at home with him amid the coronavirus pandemic, and she revealed she likes to take baths with him.
Whoa.
And she said, and I quote, "My son and I take baths together, and when he's not with me, I take a bath, and that really feels nourishing and comforting." She added she and the little one also like to dance around the house and jump on the trampoline and jump rope while they're in quarantine.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, HK, do you think she's taking it a little too far? And, you know, is 9 years old like the cutoff age to bathe with your parents? Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, she's definitely living up to her title character in Clueless, because this is just crazy. At a certain age, boys become like a little bit like little mini men.
I'm
sure he's probably like slightly uncomfortable a little bit too, but she's still rocking out with it because that's mom.
Let me tell y'all why it's so nasty what she doing with him, okay? It's nasty for a couple reasons, but the main reason is, first of all, 9-year-olds don't take many baths, okay? So I'm sure when he got his little dirty butt in there, he left a nasty little dirt ring, these little nasty boys. Plus, I'm sure he peed in the bathtub.
I still do that as an adult, so that's not a problem.
No, God.
Ew, Gary. Ew, that's nasty.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and everyone loves a nice backpack that's stylish and big enough to fit your necessary personal items. And this Nanette LePaul Mini Convertible Logo Backpack is just that. It's available in 4 prints, black, brown, chalk, and khaki. It's everyday essential with a sleek design, definitely a go-to bag.
Oh, this is nice. Tell me more.
Well, Portia, the bag's exterior features a logo accent. The interior features a wall zip pocket and 2 media pockets. I also love that this backpack has adjustable shoulder straps, a fold-over flap with magnetic and drawstring closure, and check out the gold hardware on this bag, y'all.
Oh, well, honey, how much is it? I'm sold.
Well, usually this backpack has been seen as high as $88, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $29.
Ooh.
MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, honey, find out what celebrity couple, honey, I'm talking about in my segment, Quarantine Breakups, honey. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. I'm going to need y'all all to wake up, honey, because it is time to talk quarantine breakups. Aren't y'all excited about that? Let me tell y'all. It seems, y'all, that everyone is breaking up during quarantine, but this breakup has a twist, honey. Miss Lily Reinhart is following in the footsteps, honey, of a lot of other people who have decided to open up about their sexuality. Now, Lily says that she's bisexual. Now, 1 week, y'all, 1 week after her breakup with Cole Sprouse, Miss Lily came out while showing her support for the LGBTQ+ for hashtag Black Lives Matter. Now, Lily shared this post. Heidi, will you do the honors?
Oh, of course, Gary. Of course.
Thank you.
Although I've never announced it publicly before, I'm a proud bisexual woman, and I will be joining this protest today. Come join.
Oh, wow. Damn. Really?
How do you think Cole is feeling after hearing about this?
Relieved. I think in the sense that he was probably thinking it was something else. Like, what, we broke up. What could this possibly have been? And she had met a woman that she basically wants to have a relationship with, and they want to be out. And so she's like, I got to come out because Cole thinks it's
right. That's a different way to look at it. It sure is. Yeah.
So, Chewy, if you had to guess, honey, who do you think, honey, is the next person on a quarantine breakup?
Wow. I would have to say myself. Yeah.
What? So next,
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Martinez.
I feel so invested in your relationship. We've heard so much about it.
You know what, Portia? I'm invested in yours as well. So I'm predicting you and Dennis are going to break up. Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. I'm kidding.
This man want this black queen, child.
All right, so we're moving on. There's a new restaurant in town. Now, Christopher Kyle recently shared a funny review of his 18-month-old daughter's play restaurant, which he called Ava's Kitchen. Now, Christopher shared this photo with the caption, "So I try to support another black-owned business for lunch today. It's called Ava's Kitchen. Just opened at the end of April. It's a very clean establishment, but woo, let me tell you about the owner. I've been waiting on my order to get done for 45 minutes, and I'm the only customer here. She was making good progress at first, but then she stopped for 20 minutes to go watch Paw Patrol. Overall, the customer service could be better, but the cook is cute, so I'll give her another chance. But let's not give up on black businesses so fast after one mistake."
This is the cutest thing ever.
Oh my God, this is the cutest thing ever, man. I love this. That is too cute. Now, Portia, I can see Dennis doing this with PJ. What do you think his review of her restaurant would be?
Oh my God, it would be worse than this because PJ's little kitchen is in the middle of the floor. So she actually throws the chicken and the veggies and everything to you. She's worse. She got to go for real. Her food is to go.
She's doing curbside. Yeah. You need to pick it up outside. Doing curbside pickup.
Well, this is kind of so interesting. Funny. Coming up, a fan recognized an A-list celebrity even while wearing a motorcycle helmet. Got any guesses? Find out who right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, it seems that even with a mask on, sunglasses, and a helmet, some A-list celebrities are still recognizable. Just ask Brad Pitt, because apparently he was taking a ride down Sunset Boulevard here in Los Angeles on his BMW motorcycle. He had on the helmet, the sunglasses, the mask. And there was a fan that recognized it was Brad Pitt, stopped him and asked him for a picture. And of course, Brad Pitt, being the nice guy that he is, he took a picture with him. But I guess my question to you, Head Crack, and also Frankie, weigh in. Do you think Brad should have at least taken his glasses and mask off for the picture?
This is like a rare Pokemon kind of picture. Like, everybody has a picture with Brad Pitt, no helmet on. But how often do you get to catch him in his natural vibe?
Oh, that's true.
Riding a motorcycle. Okay. So it kind of makes it an extra fly picture.
Yeah, and why would he go through all the hard stuff of taking the helmet off, taking the glasses off, taking the mask off, risking catching COVID-19? Hell no, he did right.
Okay, all right. Now, I will say this. Frank, you rode your motorcycle to work today.
Yes, I did.
So now he's got his helmet on. I'm just curious. Would anybody know that that's you? I don't think that I'm even sure it's you. If you're on your motorcycle, I don't know that I'd be like, that's Frank Kramer. I don't think so.
That's Brad Pitt. You know, what's...
I wouldn't
either.
Oh, God,
put a hat on. Put a hat on.
Oh, my hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, the other day, I was recognized with a mask on out in public. The guy's like riding by honking and waving, and I don't know how he actually recognized me.
Wow.
Let me put it on. I'm like, how did he recognize me?
Your butt is
His name is on the mask.
You stood by him and said, anybody want to take a picture of me? I'm Frank Kramer from Dish Nation.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.